Proclamation number 6518 of 8th of April, 1956. Last resort to save before the end. Your existence on this earth will not last much longer. You humans will no longer be able to enjoy many more days, for the destiny of the individual will come true, as will that of all humans. Earthly existence will come to an end in not much longer time. And this must also be an explanation for unusual events, for experiences of a peculiar kind and above all for obvious grants of grace which affect the individual person, which are intended to promote spiritual maturity or to facilitate the path to spirituality for completely earthly-minded people. The short period until the end necessitates unusual activity on the part of God and the world of light, for love seeks to help and save before it is too late. People cannot be spoken to directly, therefore they will be spoken to by fate, and they could easily pay attention to this address and follow it. Time and again people will be able to make contact with God because He will constantly influence them in a way which, although very painful, will clearly show them the path to Him which they can now take but do not have to take. And it will be clearly revealed whether a grain of faith still lies hidden in the human being, which will now push forward, or whether a God is no longer thought of. Every human being will somehow be touched and pushed to self-contemplation, which can only ever be achieved by strokes of fate which they, as human beings, cannot cope with. And again, hearts will harden even more and in a completely faithless manner deny everything divine spiritual, but some will also awaken to life. Every individual will be touched, but only a few successfully. Often such an obvious activity or intervention of spiritual forces will be recognizable so that people could easily find faith in God, yet their eyes are directed only in a worldly manner and therefore they will not accept anything other than worldly things. They do not want to bond with the spiritual kingdom and reject everything that could stimulate them into a change of will. And thus the end approaches with frightening haste. And it will surprise everyone but find only a few prepared. But people do not believe what is announced to them. They do not know what lies ahead and cannot be forced to think differently. But all of you should not be surprised that many things will still happen in the time to come which you now still consider impossible. You should not be surprised that death will still stretch out its hand to many people in your surroundings because you should still be such thinking. Accidents and severe strokes of fate will increase and snatch people from the midst of life, and many of you will be affected by them or will have to take an interest in the fate of fellow human beings. But everything shall only serve to shake you up, to lead you to self-contemplation, to unite with the one who alone holds your destiny in his hands. If this is achieved, then every adversity will have been a blessing, however painful it was for the individual. But you must always bear in mind that you do not have much time left, that the end will soon have come for all of you and that you should experience this end in a spiritually awakened state, that you at least have established the bond with God, that you can pray to Him in spirit and truth. God wants to achieve nothing else. He aims at nothing else through the strokes of fate which will affect you humans in abundance because you are still far away from Him who, however, wants to draw you to Himself. The end is coming, and before this end He still wants to save all people who do not oppose Him. Amen.